You're listening to Weekend Edition here on Michigan Public.
It's fall, so there are the Major League Baseball playoffs, and it's football tailgate season, so the smell of hot dogs is in the air.
That's what they say. Good morning, I'm Rebecca Kruth, and joining us now is University of Michigan English professor Ann Curzan. Hi, Ann.
Good morning.
And this question actually came from a listener named Sherry quite a while ago. They were actually talking about 4th of July weekend. But you're right, hot dogs are such a part of our culture that we are still smelling them throughout baseball and football. But Sherry wanted to know, why are hot dogs called hot dogs?
It's a great question. And I'm going to answer it to the best of my ability, but we don't have a definitive answer here. How's that for a really promising start, Rebecca?
Yeah, feeling really good about this one.
So the evidence we have for the compound hot dog comes to us in English by the late 19th century, and it is both a mass noun for a particular kind of sausage meat. So you could say we're having hot dog for dinner. But it was also the sausage, typically a frankfurter or a wienerwurst, especially served in a long bun. Now, there are a number of stories about where the term hot dog comes from, but the consensus is that when these smoked sausages, typically with beef and pork, were brought over to America from Germany in the 1800s, Americans jokingly referred to them as hot dogs because of the dubious contents of the meat. Now, there's a great word find from Barry Popick, who's this just terrific word sleuth, and he shared a little song from the 1860s. Rebecca, this may sound familiar. I'm not really going to sing it. Oh, where has my little dog gone?
Oh, where can he be?
And in this version, the answer was sausage and bologna.
I do not like that version.
I know. So the first evidence we have, thanks to Yale law librarian Fred Shapiro, which the linguist Ben Zimmer actually talked about on NPR in 2011, is 1892, a Frankfurter vendor in Paterson, New Jersey. His name was Thomas Francis Xavier Morris, and he was selling hot dogs. This seems to predate our evidence of hot dogs at Yale University, and it also predates the sports cartoonist Tad Dorgan, who later did draw a cartoon of a dachshund on a bun, and some people like to believe that's where hot dog comes from, but no. Now, you will also hear Frankfurter and Wiener or Wienerwurst. That's because both Frankfurt and Vienna take claim of the hot dog's origins. But Rebecca, while we're talking about hot dogs, I want to talk about people who are sometimes called hot dogs. By 1894, hot dog is also used to refer to a flashy or ostentatiously successful person. You'll sometimes see this, especially in skiing or surfing. But in 1903, there's this book called Some Famous American Schools. And in it, the author, Oscar Faye Adams, describes a hot dog as a boy who, while doing something out of the ordinary way, however excellently, conveys the impression that there is something of the swelled head about it. So you've got hot dog as a noun, you have hot dog as a verb to mean to show off, especially in sports, like performing stunts at surfing or skiing. I found an example of a baseball player hot dogging it around the bases. So sort of showing off. When I was growing up playing sports, we were sometimes told that people were messing around or showing off to stop hot dogging around.
I like that one.
Now, Rebecca, we then have to end with the exclamative, hot dog.
Now, this is the only one I think I could actually do, but I would have to be sarcastic to do it and actually mean it. I'd have to be like Beaver Cleaver saying it to Wally, hot dog, you know? Otherwise, for me, it's hot dog.
I love that. And I may have to start using this maybe again. I don't know, because it just makes me laugh to say it. Hot dog.
All right, Anne. Well, after this, I think I know what I'm going to have for lunch today. Thanks so much.
Enjoy your hot dog.
Ann Curzan is an English professor at the University of Michigan and author of the new book, Says Who, a kinder, funner usage guide for everyone who cares about words. We look at the evolution of language every Sunday here on Weekend Edition. If you can't always catch us on Sunday, you can subscribe to the show wherever you listen to your podcasts. And if you've got a language question, email us at language@michiganpublic.org.